Hey Dave, we're live.
We're live?
We're live.
Seriously?
Seriously.
I didn't hear any beeps or anything.
No beeps. We don't. That's too.
We don't do that.
That's too advanced.
Can you hear me when I speak?
I can.
The mic sounds good?
The mic sounds good.
Your mic sounds good.
Thank you.
I like that it was the Elvis version.
Elvis, yeah.
Are you going to sing for us?
No. We don't want that.
Oh, okay. That's why I brought you here. You're the musical talent.
Yeah. Maybe later.
Okay. So are we, I'm going to refresh this. Hey guys, welcome. We're just playing around with something here. Got a couple announcements that we want to make. Oh, we are live. That's great. Look at that. And it's public.
We have some people tuning in.
Got a couple people tuning in. Hello, hello, hello. Awesome. Well, and we're live on YouTube as well?
Yep.
Cool. All right, guys. Well, this is really exciting. I am very happy. I started Truth Warrior, this whole Truth Warrior thing. When was it? 2008? 2009?
You're still... Yeah.
It's been a while. If you go back to my first YouTube video,
yeah.
I was a young dude with a shaved head, and I saw something that just totally pissed me off, and then I went and did my first video log, and then it just kind of spiraled from there. I got on a couple radio shows, and then I just kept building on it. But the thing was about it is that Truth Warrior for me has always been kind of in the background, in terms of the way I was doing my show. And when I left the radio networks that I was doing the show on and I started to do my own thing, I wasn't really consistent with my content. Yep. I was in and out, and you know, I also, cause I had so many things going on, you know, I wear a lot of different hats. I run a martial arts school.
Yep.
I have two beautiful daughters of a family.
And you were training as well personally, like
continuing my training, yep. Having people beat the crap out of me on a weekly basis, because yep. It's just, you know, I'm into that stuff. And then I was running our health and wellness business, and that was just going amazing. And so I wasn't able to be as consistent with it as I wanted to. And then I went and started doing these episodes with Michael Cesarian, and then we created the Unslaved podcast, and that just absorbed both of our lives for the past, what, 2 years now?
Yeah. Well, year and a half. Yeah. Well, we're at 76 episodes.
76 episodes in the Unslaved podcast.
Yeah.
And I love that project. It's amazing to be able to tune in Sunday morning. It's like our own little church. We just go in, talk about some awesome philosophy or some crazy stuff with Michael. It's just an honor to be working with him on that. But I always wanted to have my own unique thing, my own take on stuff. And with Truth Warrior, I feel like I can inject a little bit more of my own personality into it. You know what I mean? Like be a little more free flow, keep it chill, have some more fun. And just, you know, try to cover the things that interest me and that concern me and that I'm interested in. Right. But then I'm like, okay, well, I don't have the patience or the skill set to do all the graphic design and all the web stuff. Like I had to learn it, and I've been learning it, going through these crash courses of learning how to do all this stuff. And as I'm building it, the whole podcasting demographic and the whole world online changed. Like all the new features and things we've been discovering, all the tools that people have at their disposal that they don't know exist, where you could literally create a show, like a television show on your own YouTube channel or whatever, is now available. So this has all been creeping up in the background, and I've tried changing up logos and doing all that. And I just got to the point where I almost threw my hands up with it. And, it just wasn't crystallizing for me. And then, guys, I spoke to Ryan, the gentleman you see sitting to my...
Across
well, from me, to my left, your right.
Viewers, yeah.
And you've been a tremendous help with Unslaved, helping with the technical side. Because that was a whole world of chaos that I was like... And both of us had to learn it. Like, you knew your shit, and we were still learning it, right? So I said to Ryan, guys, I'm like, hey, I need you to help me with Truth Warrior. And we needed Unslaved to get to a point where it was running a little bit more smoothly. And now we feel like it's perfect. It's streamlined and we're constantly updating it. So that's fine.
Yep.
But we're like, we got to do our own thing. And you had a good idea. You're like, hey, why don't we do a show locally here where we live and cover, you know, people that are local business owners, whatever. And I was like, hey, that's a good idea. But the only issue with that is it's such a small community.
We live in a small town.
You're not reaching a huge audience. You know what I mean? And so I thought, well, let's combine that. And I'm like, well, I have this idea with Truth Warrior. We could still cover all these amazing subjects and get all these awesome guests. And I had taken Truth Warrior in the direction more of like the personal development side. You know, I did a lot of stuff on self-esteem, bringing in the martial art philosophy, the warrior stuff. I did some talks on it. I had a kind of a concept there of like, hey, let's resurrect this ancient knowledge and see if it's relevant and see if it helps you in whatever you're doing. And then, of course, you know, I'm always into these weird, esoteric, arcane fringe subjects, which got me on some television shows and stuff, which kind of came out of the blue. And so I'm like, well, that's always just been a passion of mine, talking about aliens and conspiracies and just weird stuff, political stuff, out of the box, alternative subject matter. And I was like, well, how do we weave all that together? So you and I sat down. We had a very important sort of coffee thing where we were just like, here's how we have to do it. We need a new brand. We need to streamline it. We need to integrate these tools. We need to be able to do this full time if we want to do it properly. And guys, anybody out there that's a content creator, you're definitely going to start very part-time, but you've got to get it at least to like pretty good part-time or to full-time in order to really make it work.
Yes.
Otherwise you'll be talking to the wall, especially with all these new algorithms where you might have 15,000 subscribers, but only like 0.5% of the people that follow you are actually seeing your content. Mm-hmm. There's stuff like that that you run into, right? So if you're not there active all the time, it's hard to get some momentum
going. And also, I was just reading, I got these newsletters from these podcast companies, and what they're saying on iTunes, the, I think it was 80% of 80 or 90% of podcasts only get per episode,
right,
get under 150 downloads.
Wow.
And there's
80%.
80%.
Jeez.
So that's crazy. That's mine. And there's so many podcasts out there. It's crazy. But what I found and what I'm reading and doing the research is that everybody's the same. Every podcast, all these, there's so many podcasts in the same genre that are all giving everybody the same thing.
Right. So how do you be unique?
And that's the thing. We can offer that because you have so many.
I'm pretty weird.
You are.
Just ask my wife.
I don't want to tell everybody that.
Well, it's okay. You can tell. Hey guys. Kind of a weird cat. I'm not your average bear. I wasn't educated formally, so I have a different brain.
Really were
educated. Yeah, you weren't either.
No,
even with your technical stuff, most of it was self-taught.
Yeah.
But you know it. You're like expert level.
I'm a farmer that became a geek. That's weird.
A farmer geek. And I'm a, well, I came from Saskatchewan, so I came from Farmville in a way. But then I don't know. Here's the thing. My goal in life is to be able to do what I love to do, because that's what I'm good at. Like, if you can do what you love to do and it gets you out of bed every morning and gives you a vision of something and gives you passion and motivation, if you can do that and sustain yourself and feel like there's a good win-win scenario set up with something like that, man, you sleep great at night. You feel like you're contributing people's lives. Yep. And at the same time, you can create something that's sustainable where you don't have to work doing something you don't like to do. That was always my first goal. And I worked in what, like 50 different industries trying to get out of my job scenario. I was always passionate about martial arts. That was always a big thing. So I eventually opened up my own studio. But then even that model was not sustainable in the current economy. Doing just, you know, a bricks and mortar business on some corner somewhere in some community, that's not a great way to make a living. You're going to work six days a week, 7 days a week, 60-hour days, and come home with very little.
Yep.
Even though it's your passion becomes something you don't enjoy. So my quest was, well, how do I connect back to my passion and the things that I love and that inspire me? How do I create something of value that will actually help benefit other people? And I think you're on the same track as that.
I want to help people. We've all been there, right? We've all tried to find a way out or tried to find a better way to do things. And you seek help. And there's oftentimes you go down these rabbit holes that don't help you. You've probably been down those rabbit holes.
Every week,
yeah,
at least once.
So let's help our viewers, our listeners, our patrons. Let's help them. Let's help them find the way.
Yep.
Not that... We're down at the potholes.
Oh yeah.
And we're saying
we've got some video we're going to show you in a second, guys. But
come on the journey with us.
Right.
We might make mistakes along the way. Well, we will make mistakes along the way.
Yeah, we're only human.
But that's you learn from your mistakes.
I'm only human after all.
You want this mic?
Is that the Elvis one?
That's Elvis.
We'll do it next time.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
But come make mistakes with us.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be fun.
That's our slogan. Yeah. Come make mistakes with us.
Yes.
Because as a martial artist, you're right. As a martial artist, I was telling your son this when I was teaching him, because he was getting frustrated with one of these sequences we were doing, very complex. And he's a smart kid. You can tell his IQ is like, he takes this information in. And I said, listen, it's going to be very challenging in the beginning. You know, you're going to have to go on that path of making a million mistakes before you perfect it. And here I am telling him that while I'm stressing in the background about, oh my God, all the mistakes, all the things I have to do and all the, and then I'm like, hold on, take your own advice and apply it to this. Mm-hmm. And I feel like now we have reached such an amazing level in terms of what we've achieved with the Unslaved podcast. That's just getting better and better all the time. Yep. And if you're not checking it out, go to unslaved.com and check it out. That was,
I want to. So remember when we started the Unslaved podcast, I used to come before every podcast, probably 3 hours before we even went live, before we even called our guest or got Michael online. I used to come 3 hours because I was so stressed. I was nervous. I was,
because we had so many weird things happen always before, right?
Remember the butterflies we used to get?
It kept me up for a while.
Yep. But we persisted. We worked through those problems, and
I think
we have. Well, I know we have a hell of a product.
It's an amazing product. Yep. It should be getting, guys, no word of a lie. I guess I'm totally biased here, but when I watch the content that's out there and I watch the quality of production that's out there, we are top tier. We should be getting those hundreds of thousands of views.
That last episode, Jason.
Oh, with Jason Giorgiani. Please go listen to that episode, guys. The last episode of Unslaved. Go watch it. It's sick. But now I want to do something a little bit different with Truth Warrior. I want Truth Warrior to be a little bit softer, a little bit lighter, a little bit more humor, more, you know, going to access that part of the creative process. And the subjects we're going to be covering on this show are geared towards helping you on your personal development journey, your soul journey, your human journey, your experience. What is it in your life that's holding you back? What challenges are holding you back from accessing your potential in whatever area, or achieving any kind of success or achievement in whatever way? Maybe you just want to have a more spiritually connected life. Maybe you want to no longer work in your slave job, and you want to learn how to do what we're doing and find a way to create win-win relationships with people where everybody benefits in a fair way, and you're not walking home empty-handed, and they're not walking home empty-handed. How do you achieve that? That's key for me, because I figured when I was going to go into becoming an entrepreneur, I didn't just want to be one of those sharks out there just grabbing money and doing whatever. You know, I didn't want to do that, and you were the same, and that's why I aligned with you, because people like you are hard to find.
Yeah.
And I told my wife this. I said, look, any kind of business we're going to do, it has to be legit, number one. It has to be profitable, because if it's profitable, that means you're affecting people's lives in a positive way. That's the signal. That's what that's supposed to be. So even though the economy's corrupt, the money system's corrupt, and there's a lot of bad examples out there, there are good people out there that are doing great work. There are great content creators. There are awesome YouTube channels. There are amazing podcasts. There are great websites and bloggers and people in all kinds of industries that are doing good in the world. They're not getting the spotlight as much as some of these sharks, you know? So how do we compete with that? How do we create platforms and products and content that is better and competes with the crap that's getting the top headlines? Yeah. And that way we can slowly start to take over.
It's not hard to create a better product.
No, it's hard to reach people. It's hard to get viewers. It's hard to reach the level of success you need in order to be able to say, okay, I can do this full time. Yeah. So anyways, guys, this is our roundabout way of just sort of introducing the new and improved Way of the Truth Warrior project. I'm very proud of it. I'm very happy to have Ryan on board. He's come in on this with me. We've partnered on it. I hope to be very soon able to help you free yourself from your job and get you full time. Because I know if I have you full time, holy crap, look what we've done, where you're rushing about at the end of the night, staying up till 3 a.m. and you got to get up super early. Look what we've been able to create.
Coaching football, coaching hockey.
You're a dad. I'm a dad. We got
driving other kids around.
Yeah. Plus you have a life. You do things, right? Sort of. Sometimes.
I'm a little bit of a hermit.
Oh, but that's okay.
I like watching a lot of sports.
Well, this project's going to help encourage us to get out more and do some more. We got some cool, I've got a GoPro. Yep. We're going to get some good footage.
We're
going to
go on some epic hikes.
You have to see the footage that we're going to be getting.
Yep.
And so when we say we're taking you along on the journey, no word of a lie, we're going to be producing top tier audio only content for those of you that just like to listen to podcasts while you're at work and you don't want to be working, or while you're doing whatever, washing the dishes or whatever you're doing. And also top quality video content for those of you that like more of an engaging experience. We also want to create something where we can engage with you more. We can actually talk to you. We can have you come in. We can have the people that support us actually influence the show in a way, you know, as long as it's not down a bad path, but we would never let that happen.
Never.
But no, but just like to influence, like I get people all the time emailing me, hey, you should get this guest on. Have you ever heard of this person? Have you ever read this book? Have you ever watched this movie? Guys, I'm sorry if I can't always respond to you on those things. I love that. I just can't possibly fit it all in. So now we're trying to create a way where we can interact more. We can live chat with you. We can have people call in, and we can hear from you, because this can't just be a one-way conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't know everything. You don't know everything. And the person watching this, you don't know everything. How do we put all of our knowledge bases together to create something that's truly epic and fulfilling for people, right? Yeah. So we have the platform. I've got some stellar guests coming up. I don't know if it's too early to announce it, but I'm just going to say I've been working for a while on...
Are you going to say it?
Should I say it?
Yeah, do it.
I think it's worth it.
Yep.
Maybe he'll watch this.
Maybe.
We're trying to get the one and only Ricardo Almeida on the show. This would be from those of you that are in the martial arts world. If you're a martial artist of any caliber or been following, you know, mixed martial arts or jiu-jitsu or any of that, Ricardo Almeida is like top of the food chain.
He's a trainer.
Now he's a trainer. Yep. He used to be a UFC fighter, but he, before that, he was like always jiu-jitsu. His jiu-jitsu is like on another planet, man. Like another planet. He's a third degree black belt. I should know his lineage better, but I think he comes from the Gracie lineage for sure. Like he's old school, right? Mm-hmm. And he coaches guys like Frankie Edgar, who just put on a stellar performance. I mean, Frankie's coming up closer to the end of his career, I would say, you know, and he's just manhandling top level people still. Frankie Edgar's world-class and he's a great guy. His attitude towards fighting professionally and martial arts professionally comes from the lineage of his coaches. I interviewed Chris Matakas, who is the author of the book, The Tao of Jiu-Jitsu. And we talked about like martial art philosophy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have Chris come on again, hopefully soon. And he's a black belt. He's a sick black belt under Ricardo Almeida.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I was just doing some stuff on Instagram with Ricardo Almeida. I had mentioned to Chris, I'm like, oh my God, if you could get Ricardo Almeida on, like this guy would be a wealth of knowledge. And so we've been trying to hook it up. And Ricardo Almeida got back to me. He's totally down to do it. We're just trying to nail the day. It might even be coming up this week or next. We'll see. I've got to confirm it. But to have a guy like that, come on. And I have other martial artists in line that are world-class that can speak on more than just, this is how you knock a guy out. It's all about lifestyle and all that, personal development. We'll have those guys come on. The other field that I want to introduce, so of course, the same old, you know, the personal development stuff, obviously about health and wellness. We're going to have some experts come on to help educate people about, you know, how to deal with health issues. Yep. Like, I think that's a huge component. Yep. Mental health, that's very dear to my heart. I want to continue covering that and helping people with that. I've actually have the honor of working with some of the local armed forces and reserves and veterans of Canadian armed forces that have gone through things like post-traumatic stress. And these are the warriors. These are the people, you know, whether we agree, well, let's not get into the whole thing about what wars we're fighting.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about what's happened to the modern day warrior and how we can improve that and how we can improve helping these people. And so I've been working locally with some of them and it's very exciting. So I hope to get some good info out on that. The other thing we're going to be adding is Ryan's contribution. So Ryan, tell people what you're going to be bringing in terms of the technical, the VMix, the whole situation.
Yeah. I want to start bringing guests in from the technical side. Like how did I learn about VMix? How did we learn about VMix? Well, I started watching live streams, podcasts and stuff
or WordPress or,
yeah, I want to bring those guys on and it'd be more of a geeky episode, but we have geeky people out there. We have IT guys out there.
You need to be a little geeky. You have to be.
And how about that person that wants to start his or her own blog?
Right.
And they don't, they think it's a daunting task, but it's not.
It really isn't.
It really isn't.
Not anymore.
Just watch me. I can set up a blog in 10 minutes.
Right.
Super easy. You follow my instructions, you'll be up and running, no problem. The hardest part about all of it is writing the content and getting content out there and finding content.
And most writers would say, that's the easy part. Yeah. That's what I love to do. If I could just have a platform to do it and have a way to get people to watch it and master SEO and social media and marketing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And that's I want to do some reviews on the plugins that make your life easier, automate some of your work for you or automate some of the stuff for you on your websites. And hardware, you can't see right now, but just looking at the new hardware we got this preamp, for a mic, and it's just
it just lit this thing up. I think I sound like warm maple syrup.
Yeah,
we're Canadian. That's a good That's Canadian good reference.
Yeah,
I think maple it sounds good. Let me know how good my mic sounds, guys. And Ryan, you sound good too. Thanks. And that thing's not even plugged in the preamp yet.
So we gotta find.
We gotta get the adapter.
Maybe I can. We can do a walkthrough. How do that we make this cool. work?
We'll do a show. How do we make this work?
Yeah,
like a little subcategory because it's all fine and good to talk about the subjects we love, but like we're trying to educate as well as we go. So what we learn, we're going to share with you. That's the idea.
Yeah.
And that's going to be, I'm really excited for that because I want to learn more about that as
I'm just looking at,
we got some comments here.
Yeah. Comments, Dan Slate. I'm sorry. I'm pronouncing your name wrong. Slater. I would like to do a blog. I will help you.
Done. I have a really good question on Facebook from Eloise Shand. I'm butchering that name. I apologize. He's saying, am I too old at 50 plus to enroll in a martial arts class?
No.
No, not at all. However, there's a disclaimer with that, okay? It depends where you go.
Yeah.
Because not all martial arts schools are the same. Don't go to an MMA school.
Well, but I look at your class.
Right.
So you teach my son a certain time, and right after his class, you have the adults, right?
Yeah.
And there's people from 18 years old all the way. There's probably 50, easily people over 50 there.
Oh, I had a few people that were in their 60s training with me when I was teaching in Toronto. I've had multiple students from all ages. I think it's about the way you do it. And I get inspired when somebody of that age or of any kind of restriction, like I've had people that are physically disabled come in. I've had people that are autistic. Their parents come in with their kids. They're like, nobody will accept this kid. I'll be honest with you, when I'm dealing with kids that are on the spectrum like that, I prefer to do privates, one-on-ones, and my time is limited, but I know the process of how to help with that. But I believe that martial arts, and especially the philosophy of it and the movements, the basic movements, are for everybody. So here's what's going to happen. Should we show the video first and then announce it, or?
Yep, let's do it.
Let's just show the video.
Show the video, yep.
Okay, so for those that have asked that question, oh, and I also have Deanne. Hey, Deanne, she's a longtime friend. How's it going? She said, I would like to do a blog.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
So, I pronounced her name wrong. Okay, sorry. No, great, yeah. Okay, guys, let's hold the phone for a second. We have a video that we've made. We had a lot of fun filming this video. And
maybe too much fun.
We stole your son's GoPro and went around. We did. Yeah, and then we made some content. We're going to be doing regular stuff like this, but here's the thing. We were trying to find what's the best way that we can monetize this project so that it will be worth everybody's while, but it'll be fair. It'll be a win-win. Like, how can we create value, right?
Yep.
And we wanted it to operate off the universal principle of, like, you know, push, pull, give and take, you know,
value for value,
fairness, trade, all these things. And, you know, so we decided to go with Patreon. And the reason we went with Patreon, because we had already tested out a few different models. With Unslaved, we really love the way we set up a really good subscription setup. And that works really, really well. But with Patreon, with the feel and the flow of Truthwire, it's going to work really, really well, because Patreon is essentially a crowdfunding site where the goal is, I don't want to be sitting here, guys, before the show reading off 17 scripts from different companies, even though I might love the products, but I don't, like, we may have a few sponsors in the future, but like, I don't want to go down that road. I'd rather have this show sponsored by the people that love it. Mm-hmm. And in return, we have a pretty sick rewards plan set up. Okay.
Yep.
So this is our pitch, but stick with me, watch this video, and then we'll come back and we'll dissect it.
And we had a lot of fun doing this.
It was a lot of fun.
So I'm just going to clip to it here. Just give me a second here.
And make sure you mute me well.
Yeah, I'll mute you.
Because I'm going to start laughing. Yeah, okay.
Have fun.
Hey everybody, thanks for checking out our Patreon page. My name's Dave.
I'm Ryan.
And we are here in our makeshift studio where all the magic happens. We've got our very fancy high-tech equipment and our very advanced studio space, which with your help, we would like to improve upon just a little bit. We could probably get a little bit better equipment.
More equipment.
Better production, more space.
Yep.
Eventually, we'd like to also get some more assistance. We need some help to try to make this the best thing we possibly can. And as you can see over here, we already have a strategy of how we can make this the most successful project possible. And with your help, it can become a reality. We're gonna basically take you on a little tour of this amazing island that we live on. We're going to show you around. So come and spend the day with us, and we're going to show you what this project is all about. This property is protected under video surveillance. You're damn right it's getting video surveilled. That you asked if we're editing.
So what made you start Truth Warrior?
Well, I have been kind of a martial arts fanatic since I was a kid, as you know. And so the whole warrior thing was always something that appealed to me. Yeah. And then I've also been really interested in figuring out, you know, what kind of planet we live on, what the hell's happening in the world. So I feel like we live in a time where people need some courage and they need some truth.
Yeah.
They need to be told the truth. We've been lied to so much by the media and by so many things in our education system, and on we can go.
Yeah.
But how do you find out the truth? And not just the truth about things in the world, but the truth about who you are, why you're here, and where you're going. How do you find purpose? How do you find inspiration? What I found was that in order to go on that journey of asking those questions, you have to be able to be courageous about it.
Yeah.
And the courage is like what motivates it, right?
Yeah.
So that's where the warrior thing came in.
So Ryan, I was really excited to have you on board because I want to also be able to give people the knowledge of how to build their own project, whatever it is, something online. Maybe they want to learn how to develop their own website or start their own blog or start their own video log series or start a podcast and do what we're doing. What would you say is some of the ideas that you had for how we can add that value to people's lives?
Yeah, great question, Dave. I'm an IT guy. I'm a geek. That's my life. That's my job is, right? I'm an IT guy.
You've worked for some pretty serious places.
I have,
private schools and like...
Yeah.
Big airplane
companies. Oh no, I've worked some pretty cool spots. So I already know the technical side, but when I got into this venture with you, I knew the website stuff, no problem. But the podcasting and the audio stuff, that's what it scared me, but I didn't want to say no to you. And I think I mentioned this blog is he teaches my son jiu-jitsu, so I didn't want to piss off a black belt.
I'm the nicest guy in the room.
You are. You're very nice. So I learned a lot. I'm a relatively quick learner when it comes to this stuff, but I like sharing this knowledge with people and helping them so they don't have to go through the same struggles that we went through, because we went through a lot of struggles.
We pretty much made every mistake.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
it was necessary.
But so that I want to share with our listeners, our viewers, and I just want to say this is how to do it. This is the right way to do it. I'm not saying we did everything, we do everything right, but it's easy.
It's getting more righter all the time.
Absolutely.
Is
that a word?
No.
But it sounds.
It is now.
It is now, writer. Yep.
We're more writer.
Like, can you imagine? Like, we can basically start our own TV station if we wanted to with the software we're using.
That's pretty cool.
It's cool, right? And who knows? Like, no one knows that they can do this. Everybody thinks it's so hard. It's not hard. It's not.
So what you're saying is we could actually put CNN out of business if we want. I think we already are.
100%.
Have you seen their demographics? I think it's like minimum age is 61 and older that watches
crazy.
CNN.
Yeah.
So this place down here, this place is called the Potholes. This water runs all the way through this really, really big national park here. And they call it the Potholes because the water has formed these little potholes all throughout the park. You can jump in them, you can dive, it's clean water. And this just flows through, there's some waterfalls down there. And we're gonna have a little bit of illegal activity here. We're gonna jump a fence and actually show you up close. So come with us.
Think there's anybody following us?
It's not about if there's any people following us. It's is there any apex predators following us?
That's good point.
Right here. Follow me. Shh, don't tell anybody.
Oh, it says, Dave. Just keep out.
I know, well, we've changed it. It's keep in.
Keep in.
It's just, it's a translation error. It says go in, not keep out.
All right, let's do this. We got to get down there without dying. We're doing this for you.
Man, that's a wicked view.
All right, so you can actually sit between the two waterfalls and do some meditation if you're into that. There's just something about nature, especially nature of this magnitude, that it changes you. And it inspires you. And I come here for inspiration all of the time. It's the idea of water, you know? You gotta be like water. So I'm thinking, like, with this Truth Warrior project, we would have the ability to get some filming done on location in some pretty sick places.
Yeah.
With the right gear, get some assistants on board, and really show people what we're talking about, instead of just talking. We can really show people, and that's the idea.
Bring them along on the journey.
Exactly.
Yeah, right? And with us.
We're gonna learn together, we're gonna experience this stuff together, and we're gonna discover the truth together. Well, we didn't die.
We didn't die.
Yes!
Holy sh**. Yes.
So as soon as we say, oh, we didn't die.
Oh my God, we didn't die.
Hey guys, so Japanese jiu-jitsu, kickboxing, karate, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, these arts have been a part of my life since I was about 9 years old. I've got multiple degrees in all of these various styles, and I actually run my own academy here where I live. And I've been overwhelmed with requests by people from all over that are really excited to learn martial arts in a technical way. And instead of me just talking about it all the time, I want to show you, my patrons only, I want to give you access to a new course that I'm going to be doing exclusively for you as from the bottom of my heart, a huge thank you for supporting this amazing project. So we're going to be talking about martial art philosophy on the show, but I'm going to be showing you the real system that I've been privileged to learn over the years. So I'm going to be teaching you self-defense techniques, how to move your body properly, how to gain more strength and flexibility, and how to overall just perfect your game no matter what martial art that you train. So I'll be teaching it in a conceptual way as well as a technical way, and it's going to be exclusive to purple belts and above. So if you check out our reward tiers, we chose the belt system for martial arts as our method. So purple belts and above, you're going to be getting weekly videos from me, and I'm going to be teaching you the ropes of how to become an actual truth warrior. I look forward. We have made fire. Ryan, here's my, okay, do you want to hear my best argument about aliens?
Sure. Oh, is there aliens?
Do you want to hear my best
argument?
I'd
love to hear, but.
Here's my best argument. All right, so here we are at the local, cheers, brother, Soup Brewery. They make their own home brews here. Love this place. And we wanted to do a cheers to you. Special thank you for even coming to this page and checking us out, checking out our free content. And for anybody that is considering becoming a patron, we promise you, you won't be disappointed. You'll always have our eternal gratitude, because without you, we can't do this.
We can't do what we love. And if you were here with us, we'd buy you a
beer. We would buy you a beer. So cheers to that.
Cheers.
Cheers to you. Kenpai.
I like those beats. We picked a good song, I think.
Love the song.
We're both into that kind of electronic stuff.
Yep.
The good electronic stuff. So there we go, guys. That was our intro video. Thanks for watching it. It's up there on our Patreon page. And we've also, Ryan went in and just absolutely, what's the right word? You just completely shimmered and shined my website last night.
Oh,
it was,
yeah.
Like when you sent it to me, and you almost sent me with this like, do you like it?
Do you like it, Dave?
I'm like, I think I freaked out. You should see the Marco Polo.
Yeah, so we do Marco Polo. If you don't have the app, guys, get the app. It's fun. But so I'm sitting on the couch doing the website, and my kids are sitting beside me.
Right.
And we're watching. I'm a huge sports fan, so we're watching the Golden Knights play, and it was just going into overtime. And so I Marco Polo you. It's done. Check it out. I hope you like it. And then you respond back, profanity. Taylor's sitting right beside me.
Oh, darn. I'm sorry, man.
Don't be sorry. She's hurt. I mean, you know, she's hurt. Well, I don't
I'm
swear
sure she's
at home,
hurt.
But they've hurt. I mean, they go to school. They go to middle school.
They go to school.
Yeah. But anyway, so I'm crying because laughing so hard. And she's like, red. She's like, should I laugh or should I be like, sensei swearing, dad? And it was funny, though. But it was great. It was good.
Well, okay. And on the swearing thing, actually, I want to do a show on swear words. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do this. I've got a bunch of stuff on it. Like, I look at it as like exclamation marks on your sentences when you're speaking. But of course, you can use it in a derogatory way. But it's like anything else, right? It's not meant. We don't mean any harm by it. And, you know, in that regard, I'm a little more liberal on that one. But what we're going to do about that, because we're going to have content that is, we want to differentiate content that's like appropriate for all viewers.
Sure.
Cause I know I got a lot of kids and parents that, you know, and sometimes in my vlogs, I would just let a couple F bombs rip here and there, but you know, I want to have it differentiated. So it's like, okay, you can absolutely put your kid in front of this. It'll be fine. Don't worry. And then other stuff that's just, you know, our regular podcast, we'll probably shoot
round
shit
table.
And say a couple.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We'll say things.
I'm just going to the comments in this, Tyler Bloyer. Sorry if I if I didn't say your name right, but he this is what he writes. He goes, how about a Fans of the Truth Warrior, a series, Fans of the Truth Warrior. And what he's saying is, what was he saying here? Sorry, Dave, I'm just coming back to you. Just have the fan, like, so have an average Joe in, he can come, we can have them on the show and we can get, you know, what the average Joe is doing in their life and how they're getting through the grind every day and just have those people like that on the show.
And I would love that. And you know what? Done. Yep. We'll make a section.
Yep.
How about it? Fans of Truth Warrior.
Yep.
We can come up with a good name. Is that a good name? I don't know.
Tyler, come up with a name.
Tyler?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Like Fans
Give me
of
a
Truth
kick-ass
Warrior?
Name. I like it. Yeah. Well, it says what it's about. Yeah. And it's a cool little section that we could do where we bring people in where we also have it a part of our reward tiers. Like at certain reward tiers, you automatically get to become a guest of the show or a thank you, public thank yous. But like we can even work in a little section where we have someone come in for like a few minutes and maybe they ask a question or maybe they have a point of debate and contention they want to bring up, you know, and all we would ever ask is to say, hey, we are totally down and open for debate and discussion on things as long as it's respectful and we can leave all of our emotions at the door for a few minutes and just sort of, you know, I think that's very healthy. So I don't have any problem. I don't have any problems then be challenging my position on something. We're all here to learn. So that would be a really cool thing. Mm-hmm. And then questions, and especially when it comes to the martial arts series that I'm doing. And also I want you to announce your series you're going to be doing. We'll definitely have to have a lot of interaction on that because I know people will have a lot of questions specifically on it. I've already got a few of the first weeks recorded and they're already up there on Patreon and we'll have them coming up all the time. I would also say that I want to spend less time on social media and more time on our created private social media.
Yeah.
So can you explain how we've set it up through Patreon and what is it? The Discord. Tell them about that.
So what we're doing is, so if you're a member of Patreon, I think we're doing it like from the
white belt. Even if you're white belt, you get the general chat, right? There's a general chat.
So what we're doing is you can log into Discord. If you haven't heard of Discord, it's a, it started with in the gaming industry. So all these gamers could live chat with each other, either via text or voice,
right?
Blew up from there. So you can create your own Discord server for free and just create almost chat rooms. Do you remember the old day, like the old chat rooms back in the day?
Oh yeah.
It reminds me of these chat rooms, but in a modern, cool way. Right. So,
I actually met my wife on a chat room.
How was that?
Quick story.
Yeah.
MSN chat. The year, 2000?
Well, it'd be
2001, right?
Yeah.
And my name was Dark Rake. I don't know what the... That was some old comic book character. Yeah. Kind of a dark... I was a teenager. I thought it was cool. It was creepy.
That is a bit creepy.
But anyways, I saw this name, Girl in Sapphire. That was her name. I was like, that sounds pretty hot.
Yep.
How's it going?
Yep.
Girl in Sapphire. What's up?
Do you remember ICQ?
I do.
Yeah. So you used to just hit people up. Just find somebody. And just chat. Like, you don't do that anymore.
We don't.
How did you find your wife? You just saw her name.
Yeah, literally we were in a room.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the name of the room was called. And we're just going through and I was just scrolling through names. I was 19, so I was just on the hunt, right?
Yeah.
But really I just wanted to have a conversation with somebody.
Is that all you wanted?
Well, the first conversation I had, I think, was just some old guy who didn't speak very much English. So I was kind of like, you're cool, but I can't really communicate with you. Yeah. I'm looking for something a little different.
Yeah.
And then Girl in Sapphire popped up. So I was just started chatting. And then we started chatting about, what was it, music and movies and stuff first. And then the chat kept going. And she was, I don't know, she's going to kill me for saying it, but she was kind of procrastinating her homework, her schoolwork, because she was in a university in Toronto, or York University. She was studying for something, and she was just kind of chilling out, taking a break. She was like, I'm supposed to be studying, but we're having a good conversation. And then we kept going back and forth. And I ended up emailing her back and just sort of saying, but I sent an email saying, hey, great conversation. Let's do it again sometime or something like that. And then she was like, oh, okay, I'll email you back. So we start emailing each other. And then we ended up with the phone conversations that went till like 7 a.m, finding out how much we have in common. And then it was like the actual face-to-face and then, you know, 17 years later. But so chat rooms, they can be cool. There's a lot of advantages and they've definitely developed. So continue about what Discord is and what they do.
Yeah. Well, just speaking of how you met your wife, so remember Napster?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So my wife and I worked
back in the day. Man.
Yeah. My wife, it was 99, 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we worked for the same computer company and she was just like a help desk tech, and she would dispatch the techs. So I would go on site and fix computers.
Right.
She was in the West Coast. I was still in the prairies. And so she used to phone, and she's a little flirt on the phone, right? And she used to flirt with the techs, right?
Right.
And then she's like, you know what? There's this. Do you know who Hoxie Workman is?
The band? No.
They're pretty big back in the day. I don't know if they're a Canadian band or not. But anyway, so they had this hit song. It was an awesome song. And she's like, I don't want to go buy the CD because I only like this one song and I just love the song. I want the song. I'm like, well, I'll just download it and give it to you. She's like, download it? I'm like, yeah, I'll just go to Napster and download it. You'd be my hero. So, and I had no clue what she looks like. I have nothing about her, right? But
you pirated a song for her.
For her.
How
and
romantic.
Then she emails me because what were you emailing? Yeah, you're my hero. Sold. And then I flew her out to Winnipeg. I'm like, you got to come party with us. So I flew her out to Winnipeg, and the rest is history. It was just, crazy how
these things come together.
How these things happen, right? And this is before online dating. This was before
social media, for sure.
She had to send me a picture. She scanned a picture of herself because I need to know what she looked like at the airport because we didn't have cameras to take selfies.
Right.
So she had to actually physically scan a picture. She emailed it to me so I knew what she looked like. And I picked her up at the airport. And so she's coming from we don't know each other.
So she made the move too to come see you.
Yeah, I just bought her. I said,
you could have been an axe murderer.
I will buy you a plane ticket. I could have been an axe murderer. So her parents were freaking out.
Oh man.
You're going to a farm? Some farm in Manitoba?
Why would you even go to Manitoba?
Do you have an address? She asked me my address. I'm like, I don't have an address. What does that mean? Like, well, what's my address? I live on 10 acres in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
They don't have an address. So
it's the fifth house next to the fence.
Basically, yeah.
By the horse.
Yeah. That's just.
There's a tire swing.
Yeah.
That's a funny story because it's similar to mine. A quick story here is, so when eventually we were going to meet, my wife and I, we had agreed, okay, we're going to meet. I was working and training in Ottawa. She was in school in Toronto. So for those that don't know, like, Toronto's probably 4 or 5 hour drive from Ottawa if you're going the speed limit. And because she was staying with her parents, I had my own bachelor pad and I used that as like the advertisement. I got my own place, And she was like, okay, well, screw it. We've connected. We're soulmates or whatever. Maybe let's see if there's any electricity when we meet.
Yep.
I'll come. So she takes a Greyhound bus.
No.
She doesn't tell anybody. She doesn't tell. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that's top secret, but whatever. It's out. And she comes down and she sees me and I'm like, man, the guts this girl has. Again, I'm thinking, I'm trying to make sure she doesn't feel regret right away that when she meets me that I'm some kind of creepy dude, right?
Yep.
So again, same idea. She had to send me a picture. I pick her up at the bus stop. We connected instantly. And then, this is so embarrassing. I don't know why I'm telling this story. Okay, well, if you meet my wife, she will tell you this story by default. So I might as well just get it out of the way. That way it's over with. So I'm like, all right, well, I don't really have my own wheels. So my roommate drove me in his car. And guys, this car was a disaster. The bottom of the passenger side was gone.
No.
So you could see the road. You had to put your feet on the sides. Okay. There was duct tape on the lights.
Was it like a Datsun or something? Well,
I don't even know what it was. It was unrecognizable. It was an alien spacecraft to me, an old wreckage. And but it was all I had. And I had to pick her up.
Absolutely.
And I wasn't I don't know what I was thinking. I was thinking maybe he would just drop us off. We'll take a cab or something. But just the way it happened, she gets in the car. And so she's kind of like, okay. Then she gets to my bachelor pad. At the time, I'm living with like 5 guys in this place in Bayshore, Ottawa, which is like, might as well be the ghetto.
Okay? Oh, is it?
Oh, it's bad. And like, that's where I got jumped, like just coming home from work one night. And anyways, so we get to my place. I'm taking her through. I'm like, yeah, just kind of like, don't look at the mess. We go up to my room. My room is like half the size of this office. There's an old hospital cot with the springs kind of like,
that's your bed?
Uneven. That was the bed. Cause like, there's a long story as how I ended up in this place. I had to find this place last minute. It was a buddy of mine that I was training with. He was like, you know how it is. Yep. Hey, yeah, come. You can just stay with me. Just pay this much rent. We're good. So I go and it's like 5 guys just doing that in this house. So I had a room in the house and I have an old hospital cot and I shit you not, I didn't put these up, but the curtains of the room were a poster of Cindy Crawford and Pamela Anderson side by side.
Nice. Yep.
So
That ages us right there.
I hope I'm impressing you. Welcome to my amazing abode. And I have, you know, these Playboy girls on my as my curtains. I have a hospital cot, and then I have nothing else in the room. I don't know how she must have just really loved the conversations that we were having, because that was not impressive. To add to that, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go train some kickboxing. I was training with Jean-Yves Thériault at the time, with Bill Gatchell, Steve Lerette in Ottawa. And Jean-Yves Thériault, for those that don't know, he was like 23-time world kickboxing champion. Like, he was the man, right? And I was like, oh my God. And it was a Friday night, I remember, because that's when he taught. And I'm like, I have to go train with the champ, and I want to show you kickboxing, because I had been talking to her about it. And she was like, oh yeah, I'll come watch. And I'm like, hey, let's go grab some food before we get there. I got to eat something. And she's like, oh, cool. And I'm like, oh, we'll just go grab some Japanese food. So she's thinking, whoa, this guy. All right. Now we're finally making some breakthroughs here, right? Get some Japanese food up in here, right? Look classy. Well, I didn't tell her where we were going. I just, in my mind, my 19-year-old mind, I'm like, I got to get some Japanese food before going to kickboxing.
Yeah.
And I want to impress her with the kickboxing.
Yeah.
That was what I'm thinking. Yeah. The fastest stop on the way was to the mall and the food court to get teriyaki.
Edo, is it Edo?
Edo Japan or whatever the fuck it is, right? So she's like, oh, okay, right? Like, all right. So she put up with it. We go train. She was impressed. She was impressed.
I'd be impressed.
I slaughtered the pads that night. Yep. You know, I made sure I introduced her to the champ and all the guys. And it was like, yeah. So it ended up being cool, but I don't know what it was. You can ask her why she's still with me after that. But something, I think it was our conversations. I think that's really what it was all about. And then she kind of helped me clean up my life.
In another episode, I'll give you the full story about my wife.
Some good stories.
The first, when we met, I'm surprised she didn't run.
Our wives are both probably watching this going, yeah, that's right. Why we? Anyway,
back to Discord.
Back on topic.
So we're going to do some text chats for anybody white belt, and then,
yeah, you can do text chat.
Yep. And then we're gonna open up a voice chat room.
I'm gonna open it up.
We're gonna go live on those.
Actually, are you able to throw the website on there?
It's not working. It's not coming through VMix.
All right, I'll just pull it up and.
But so in Discord, you can do the live chat stuff. And so we're just gonna go on to the chat rooms, text and voice, and we're just gonna
interact
talk
with people there.
We'll just talk.
It's our own private social media.
Yeah. So I'm gonna connect. I'll put my headset when I'm at home. I'm going to put my headset on. You're going to put your headset on,
and we're just going to get up with a coffee in the morning.
We're just going to chat
a couple minutes here and there, sometimes longer.
Join in, ask questions.
Yeah. And then also connect with other people on the Truth Warrior team.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk to people.
I want to create a community there. Yep. Yeah.
Community.
That's a community of sharing and caring. So we'll do. So here's how it breaks down. We got white belt. You get access to that. Blue belt. Then you get access to, so we set it up as like, there's the general grand hall where everybody can meet, right? And then there's little rooms that you can break away with. So if you're a white belt, you get access to the general hall. If you're a blue belt, you get the general hall plus a blue belt only. And there's also video chat enabled.
Yep.
Purple belt, same thing. And the higher up you go, you get access to all the other rooms as well, right? And then there's all kinds of other content that we're going to be doing. You can all read about it there. But I spoke about one of the, like, so we're going to have exclusive behind the scenes interviews with guests. We're going to have exclusive video logs. We're going to have, you know, just paying special attention to the people that love what we do and that we're adding value to.
Yep.
And we're not just trying to sit here and go, oh, just come and throw us money for nothing.
No.
Like, we want to make sure it's worth your while.
No.
If you feel like any of the work that I've done in the past or that we're going to do together in the future has value, then pick your value. That's what I like about it, is it's based on what people want to pay. What are you getting out of it? Why would you pay when you're not getting the full, you don't even care about a certain aspect of it. So you tailor it so that you support in the way you want to. And even if you don't want to support financially, another way that we can give access to people is through, if you can do, maybe you can do digital marketing. Yep. Maybe you want to contribute blogs. Maybe there's a way we can work some of that in as well.
We're 100% open to that.
Because we just want to make good content.
We should have a bell. Ding, 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 ding. Tyler is our first Patreon.
What?
Patron on Patreon.
Tyler.
We love you, bud.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, if you've ever got anything going on, let us know. We'll blast you out on social media.
And Tyler's the one that came up with the idea.
Of the fan base thing. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll talk to him about that. I like that idea. I've always wanted to do that. More interactive.
Yep.
Now, we're busy a lot, so we'll do this when we can. But I feel like I can commit to doing this weekly, a couple times a week.
Oh, for sure.
And eventually it might even be so easy you can just do it on your phone.
Yeah. And that's
I could be teaching class.
Yep.
They could be doing some drills. I could get in and be like, yo, guys, check this out. This is what I'm doing. You know, yeah. Stuff like that.
And I like this as a family affair. You're getting my son.
Right.
To record you.
Yes.
Like, to record
and edit for me.
Edit for you.
He's a genius.
So he's having fun. He's learning. He's having fun doing it. And it's great. And it's
all. We'll hire him full time. We'll be his first time school after. Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah.
Love it.
So that's that. Oh, okay. So I'm teaching a martial art program. So originally I was thinking I'll set up a website with my martial art academy and do like an online subscription thing and all that kind of stuff. But then I'm like, no, Truth Warrior will be the banner and I'll have all these little subcategories of all the things that we're going to hit on. And I will do martial art videos and educational tutorial videos on technique and movement. And whether you're a martial artist or not, or to that awesome person that was asking about age, you get to sort through and say, hey, I can do this, I can't do that. And I can even have recommendations. We can get in on the Q&A and you can ask me more specifically. And that's how I teach my classes when you come in live, is there's a lot of like communication. I'm not just sitting there an authoritarian and tell you what to do. There's a lot of like, hey, the class almost evolves as the students ask questions. So that's how this course is going to evolve. And I want to take you through a lot of the philosophy and everything else that we've been talking about, but also show you like, this is how you move your body. This is how you activate your somatic intelligence. Mm-hmm. This is how you improve your health and stuff like that. So that's what I'm going to be contributing. One of the things. What's yours going to be?
Doing like, I'm going to build a website.
How
to build a website, start to finish. I'm going to start how to pick the right host. That's, I mean, it's maybe people may think a host is a host, or I guess for our viewers that don't know, as a host, you have to put your website somewhere. You have to host it somewhere.
Right.
And people think they can pick anybody, but I've been doing this for years. There's certain ones that you want to go with. You can trust, especially if you're going to go with WordPress. There's specific hosts that cater to WordPress hosting and make it really fast and make it really good.
And as we've learned, not all plugins are alike.
Exactly.
So we have to know which plugins work. And,
I'm going to go through just a quick setup, and maybe if one of our viewers wants to be the guinea pig, I can do it on their website for them, and I can just film it all and we'll do.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. You do like this is start to finish, Tyler. We're going to build them a website and we're going to test it out. Go, you know, stuff like that. And then we can do that live interactive thing. So people are learning as they watch us do it from scratch to help people. And then say you're we had someone ask about blogging. Okay, I'm not a great writer, but I know people that are on that front. But it's not just about writing and content. It's about where do I write a blog? How do I get traffic? That's the other thing. How do we get traffic to the thing? And this is always an ongoing thing because they're changing algorithms all the time. But doing like tutorials on that and getting into, like you said, product cover. These are the products we use. We've tested these. You could do those.
These are the ones we want to throw in the garbage.
Yeah.
Splitter.
Yeah. Where's that splitter? Like in that show, Office Space.
Yeah.
And he's like beating up the printer.
But I also want to go, and another thing, and we haven't really talked too much about this, I'm going on a journey myself just through like to better myself, right? And so I'm doing a couple of health things as well. And I want to bring people on that journey as well, right? It's
yeah, because you're kind of okay. Let me ask you this: when you first met me and Michael and the Unslaved Pod, because I just kind of threw that on your lap because we had another guy that was going to help us. He kind of bailed, some stuff came up, and then you just sort of jumped in like, hey, we just met.
I didn't know you.
Monica knew your wife.
Yep.
And then but right away we kind of hit it off. I'm like, Ryan seems like a cool guy. And you just sort of helped me whip together an Unslaved website, and then we just started going from there, right? At that point, were you feeling like, were you already on that sort of personal development journey, thinking about maybe one day working for yourself? Were you already there, or was it, I got to say, was it meeting me and doing this show and meeting Michael and hearing all this stuff? Did that sort of open up things for you, or what was it that kind of spurred you?
I've always been there. Like, I've always been had that mindset. I've always wanted to work on my own, but never had the means to do it. Like, never had the people in my life to guide me, and and that you kind of it just fell into place, right?
Thanks, man.
Always put things in perspective for me, and so yes, it was you, I guess, is an answer. And
I don't want it to be about me. I just want to know if my message was effective.
Yes,
that like because I'm just really relaying what other people that inspired me, right? So I just want to know it's effective, and so that's good. It means it's working.
Yeah.
And isn't it exciting to do something, because you came from a passion with the tech and the on the online and the web stuff, that the content you're working on with that is related to your personal development journey.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
And I like having your opinion on it. Like, I like having your view on it. Because I talk to a lot of times, the guests I have are all like authors, PhDs, they've been doing this shit forever. And I'd rather talk to just real everyday people. Yeah.
And
you
that's,
know?
That's and, me.
Yeah. And you are, dad, you're coach football, hockey, like, you know, your kids are amazing. So you did a good job.
Sometimes I feel out of my league when, like, so I'm listening to you and to say, like, to Sarah and you and talk to your guests, and I feel it's out of my league, right? Like, I can't put anything into that conversation, because
I've been talking to Sarah for years. I've been listening to him since like forever. He's out of my, I'm out of his league. Like, I'm not, but the point is, it's not about the league. It's about, like, it's good to have your perspective coming kind of new into this genre too. Like, I'm sure you weren't up all night looking up world history and philosophy and conspiracy.
My mind always was on that side.
Yeah.
It leaned over there. But
where do you go to get good, valid information? It's so hard to find. Mm-hmm. Actually, we had that. You were on Reddit. You were reading on Reddit. Someone was asking, hey, is there like a Canadian coast to coast show?
Yes. Yeah. There's
Is there a cool hip podcast on all that stuff?
Yeah.
And so I was like, Ryan, we could do that as a tier on our show, especially because, you know, I'm doing the Ancient Aliens thing and stuff. And I very rarely on that show get to actually say a full sentence. They just kind of clip it in. So for the show, I can do a full deal on that and have some good guests.
Did you listen to Art Bell?
Oh, of course. Art Bell's.
So when I remember when he came on the radio, it was AM. So always for you, I don't know if in Saskatchewan, it was probably AM for you.
Yeah. Yeah,
so it was on AM radio. Yeah. And it was always at night, and the AM signal is always super, like, they turn the signal off at night or whatever do with AM. And it's just like kind of like super like crackly and high free, like just different frequencies coming in. And it just spooked it all.
And his voice.
Oh,
just the way he would come in.
Spooked the shit out of me sometimes.
Yeah. And it'd make you think about weird shit.
I used to, like, my farm is in the middle of nowhere, right? Oh. Like, so you can see stars forever. And then you can hear the, like, so our the hydro pole, like the hydro lines, that when it's a still night, you can hear the hydro, like the electricity going through the lines, because it was so quiet.
Wow.
Then you always think, are the Art Bell, like, you're listening, getting out of the car, because my mom and dad used to listen to it. It was always on the radio. And it was just like.
Yeah. And we have the mic for it now. We can get all like.
Oh, yeah.
You can. One day when I get older, I'm going to be one of those like classical radio hosts. Be like, that was Handel's Fifth in D minor. I'm just kidding. All right. I'm not going to be a classical musical host. I'm going to do this. What else would we say about this? Okay. So I just put up, for anybody that's interested in the martial art thing, I started off, first video is just on basic movements. And then the second video is just how to choke somebody.
Yep.
Like, we go right to it.
And you're choking.
But no, then,
yeah, that was good. I like that video.
It's kind of cool.
Yep.
But it's instructionals. It's all about self-defense and personal empowerment. So I think it'll be cool. On the show, we will be doing all the philosophy and how to change your life and martial arts and all that. But then you have the physical side. On the show, you will be covering the technical side. We'll have a lot of these guests coming in, helping comment on that. I also want to bring in some really, really good top-level, successful entrepreneur coaches for people that want to find a way to, like, it's just about mindset. It's about learning some basic skills. And there's some really like materialistic fakers kind of guys out there, but there's some really authentic, good people that I've met and have the privilege to learn from. And I would love to have them on to help give some advice. Because one thing that there was one of these entrepreneurs that said to me, he goes, listen, back in the day, like not that long ago, if you had a product that you wanted to bring into the market, say you had a toy or friggin', I don't know, a new shampoo or something, you couldn't bring that product to market because all the shelf space on all the stores were all bought for. And they were the top businesses in the world with millions behind them, billions behind them, were competing for that shelf space. So the average person literally had zero way to really break into the market unless they started a bricks and mortar business. That's why a lot of the older generation, they're opening restaurants and car mechanic shops and like all that kind of stuff, right? Which is great. But he's like, today, right now, I don't care what your age is. I don't care what your skill level is. I don't care what your background is. I don't care what any challenge you think would stop you from learning how to work for yourself for a change. There is an infinite amount of shelf space and for all kinds of products. It doesn't have to be products that you don't really believe in, but you're doing it just because you want to be an entrepreneur and make money. It could be any kind of product. Like, think of musicians. We're talking about this with John Darkley and some other guys. Like, if you're a musician and you live in Canada, you're not making it. You have to go to the States. You have to go to the big record companies. There's certain things you have to do. You have to sell your soul, read what they want you to read, and sing what you want. You jump through all the hoops.
But I think that's changing now.
It is because of
social media. Because of, so
Justin Bieber got found on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of this band called Arkells. I don't know.
Oh yeah, the Arkells.
So, yeah. Huge fan. And so they have albums. Like they've released since 2009, I think. Brody and I are massive fans of them, right? So, but they've changed it up now. So what they're not really, so the past, well, I guess a year and a half, they haven't released an album, but they're releasing these anthems, these wicked songs, just one every couple months. Hmm. And they're just not an album. So they maybe add a song to their last album and re-release the album, but they're just adding these freaking wicked songs and they're changing it up a bit.
It's a totally new way of doing it.
And I love it. And they're killing it. Like they're the ones that, I don't know if you remember during the Winter Olympics. Mm. So they tweeted on social media. What did they say? They tweeted something. I wish I was there supporting Canada. I wish I was singing for you in the village. And they tagged Air Canada. And Air Canada's like, do you want to go to the band, to the Arkells? Do you want to go? And Max, like the head lead singer, 100%. And then Air Canada's like, okay, your tickets are booked.
What?
They sent the whole band to Korea, to South Korea, where the Olympics were. And then they performed for all the Canadians in the village and did all this stuff. Like, how cool is that?
That's awesome.
And
it was discovered on like social media,
yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. And these guys are from Hamilton, just a local band from Hamilton.
Right.
They're freaking, yeah. Hey, whoever's watching, check the Arkells out, man. I love them. I was going to wear their shirt today, but I forgot to.
We'll get some cool shirts. Yep. I'm actually making a cool Truth Warrior shirt right now. It's pretty cool. The logo. Oh, I love the logo.
You showed me a quick version.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. It looks like, it's good. I'll leave it as a surprise. I mean, it's infinite. And I think that I've hit a certain level of success in my life in a lot of different areas. It was hard as shit to get there. It was so many challenges. There were so many hiccups on the way, but it was because of the great people that I learned from that I was able to do this. And so I'm grateful to everybody that has even watched one of my videos one time. Mm-hmm. I'm even grateful to the haters and the trolls that have come in. And I'm just the fact that
you got their attention.
Now I'm here doing this, living my dream, living in my dream spot. I love living out here. It's beautiful. When you talk about that quiet, it's like at 7 o'clock at night, it's quiet.
Yeah. And it
smells like chimney.
Yeah. And we're in a town. It's a big town. Little city, right? And it's still quiet.
Still quiet.
We go 5 minutes.
It's pitch black.
It's pitch black.
You hear the ocean.
Cougars watching us.
And we have cougars watching us.
Yes.
The aliens of the, you got to watch the Mike Barra show that we just did.
I like that analogy.
It's a good analogy.
Very good analogy.
Yeah. Also, okay. We had a bit of a fun video that we put up for our patrons.
Oh, the fire talk.
Yeah. There's definitely some F-bombs in there, but it was a fun discussion that we had on the beach. I brought up that analogy and we had some good back and forth there. And we're actually, after we're done this live stream,
we're going,
where are we going, Ryan?
I think we're going to go to
Aylard
Farms. I think. Yep. I like Aylard Farms. It's a good hike. There's definitely cougars there.
Oh, yeah. We might not survive that one.
Jesus. Okay.
That's okay.
Love you, kids.
But there's some sick views that we're going to get.
What the pyroglyphs? Is that the...
Petroglyphs?
Petroglyphs. That's right.
Petroglyphs?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Is that it?
That's right. And
it's a different kind of glyph.
Yeah.
It's from the...
It's drawing on a rock.
Drawing on a rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it'd be from the natives, from talking, some of them are like 700 years old or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's cool though.
Yeah. So we'll check that out. But anyways, we're going to be going after this live stream to probably grab a bite to eat and then head out and do some recording for you for our patrons. So that's pretty much it. Is there anything else that we should let people know about with this?
No. I think it's more, and there's a couple comments in the live chats here. So thanks for doing that, guys. But one of the people says, let's more nature shots, more nature. Mm. I mean, and that's, and I think, come on hikes with us. Let's have some campfires. Let's have some campfires while we can before there's a fire ban.
That's going to be coming
pretty quick.
For sure. We have a question from Julie who's saying, do more vids with Michael. Yeah. Well, Michael, we have a whole show with him every week. So he will be doing, and by the way, his premium content on Unslaved, the shows that he does. They're like 3-hour sections of like masterpieces, opus, yeah, magnum opuses. If you want vids with Michael, we'll keep you like I just go on the Unslaved membership. Like that's where you get access to the best of his stuff.
People should be paying a tuition for that.
Yeah, we're charging pennies for that.
It is ridiculous.
I think we were supposed to raise it. I think you said we should charge more. But we just kind of like trying to get people in. Yeah. You know?
I do all the post-production stuff for, like, he sends it all to me and I do it up. So I'm obviously going to watch it while I'm doing it all right. And it's just like, man. Like
there's nothing comparable.
The stuff that is in his head.
Yeah. Like you can tell there's only a few times does he look at a note or a quote and the rest of it is just like, I've never seen, like guys, honestly, I guess I'm biased, but there's a reason I'm working with him and I look at him as a mentor and as a dear friend is that I've never sat with somebody that off the cuff, off the top of his head, we could be talking about something like we prepared for a specific interview. He's the kind of guy he really likes to prepare and get the notes right and everything. But I'll ask him something off the cuff and we'll go into a whole universe of stuff without him referencing any notes, books, nothing. He just goes like, names, dates, times, places, people, things. And you're like, whoa. So yeah, like if you want more Michael videos with Michael, I don't know how many more I could do with him. I'm doing a show weekly.
Yeah.
He's going to do his own thing. And man, the work that he's going to put out, it'll go down in the history books 100%.
Yep.
So that to me is like a sacred project that will just always be as it is.
That's our Sunday. We're going to be probably every Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. And then this project is our own little unique thing. We'll cover some of the things that I'm more into and, you know, Michael wants to focus on other things. But, and I think that's important. And then also bringing in your side of it will be good.
Yeah.
So in this way, we sort of have our own autonomy in that regard. So that'll be good. Yeah, but thanks for that question.
Let's go to Aylett Farms.
Okay, let's go. So guys, we're ending this. Thanks for tuning in. Check it out. Let us know what you think. Even let us know about things like sound quality, video quality. Do you like our spacey background? We're going to have a bunch of different backgrounds. We'll tweak things up. Just any kind of commentary, let us know. Questions or insults, please send them our way directly to Ryan's email only. And that'll be a wrap.
Send us emails.
You can?
Ryan.
Oh, you created new special emails now.
wayofthetruthwarrior.com.
Or?
David@wayofthetruthwarrior.com.
Dude, you just screwed me. Now I'm going to have like a million.
It's good.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because I like to read.
I like sometimes to read.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Send Feel us free. Cool stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. All right.
Pictures of cats.
Cat pictures. I want to know what you're eating for dinner every day.
Yep.
No, there's a reason I'm leaving social media for a while. Okay,
so before we go to Aylett Farms, have you seen those that video, that guy that, you know how everybody takes pictures of the food?
Yeah.
So they're like selfies with their food
selfies.
The restaurant, whatever. Yeah. So there's this guy that just trolls and watches people doing it, and then as they're about to take the picture, the video, he goes and knocks their food over on their plate then runs away.
Oh my god. Oh man.
That's good.
That could be a segment.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, guys. We'll wrap it up. Thanks for tuning in. You're all awesome. I appreciate your comments and questions and your support. Go and check it out. Check out the new website. Let me know what you think. We're going to be tweaking it a little bit yet, but wayofthetruthwarrior.com is the site. I think it looks gorgeous. And we got a lot of cool content coming your way. So stay tuned here on Truth Warrior, and we'll catch you guys soon.
See you guys.